Going through the results here of seeing all the homes that you guys surveyed, there was 161 leaks found, but I understand none of them were life-threatening.
That's correct, yes. The majority of them were minor in nature.
And would you mind going through what minor in nature means?
Basically, it's of a level that is just distinctly leaking gas. It's not of a nature where it would cause any human harm to anybody or cause a nature of an explosion of any sort. So there were just slight tightenings of some of the devices and some of the gas valves.
And would you say this is common amongst many homes to have these small leaks?
Yes, over time, basically, you will have this type of leak occurring, not in all cases, but in some cases you will see this.
And I was just speaking with Chief Beckett yesterday, and we were kind of discussing how it's something people don't really even think about getting checked. Is it just something that goes on the back burner, I guess?
Yes, some people, you know, the appliance is working, the furnace is working, and so it's one of those things that doesn't come top of mind. It's similar to your vehicle. If you don't feel that anything's wrong with your car, you tend to not bring it in for any servicing, but as soon as you feel that vibration on the steering wheel or the brakes, then you say, oh, I got to bring it in.
And as you were saying earlier, these leaks found were nothing that would have caused the explosion that happened in January. What kind of level of leak would we have to see for that to happen?
Basically, there's a level that natural gas, there's a mixture in the air, and typically if there's 5% to 15% of natural gas within the air, that's when you get into that flammable state of fire or an explosion. And all of these were well below that level. They're at like a quarter of a percent for the ones that were at the highest end.
All right. And that's really all I have to ask today. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, just to make sure that people realize that these appliances need to be inspected and serviced on a yearly basis. And it's a good safety practice to do every year.